Welcome back to the Poison Bald and Still Standing podcast. Today I have a special guest with me, two-time cancer survivor, my dad, Bill Hardin. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about your cancer, probably talk about mine too, but you were diagnosed how many years ago?
It was in 2007, about the middle of May. And then I had surgery on the 29th of June to remove a section of my colon.
You had colon
the
cancer.
The tumor was. And then I started chemotherapy in July of 2007.
For colon cancer.
For colon cancer. And I had to do 16 treatments every 2 weeks if my blood count was all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I had to go 4 weeks in between because of what the chemo was doing to my blood.
Lowering your white blood count.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after I completed the series of chemo treatments, I went back in 2010 and had a colonoscopy done, and they found another tumor.
So wait, you were diagnosed in what year?
In 2007.
And you went through 16 rounds of chemo.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, you went back for a colonoscopy.
Well, 3 years later.
3 years later, went back. You should have had it at 2 years, but they let you go a third year. Mm-hmm. Went back, and you had it. It was back.
And there was another tumor. And then, on the 29th of June of 2010, I had another section of my colon removed.
When was your first surgery?
It was the June the 29th of 2007.
And then June the 29th.
In 2010.
And my surgery to remove my cancer was June 28th of 2017.
Right.
That's so funny. That's all in right there around those 3 days in June. I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Had you thought about that?
Yeah.
Oh, you had? Hmm. Okay. So keep going.
And I had to go through another series of chemotherapy. Another 16
rounds,
and each time I had to have a port put in.
Yeah.
The first time I had a port put in my right side and my upper chest, and just before I went back for a colonoscopy in 2010, they had removed that port.
Right.
Then when they found the other tumor in 2010, I had to go back and have another port put in. But this time it went on the left side.
Did you have it for 2 years? Did they take it out after two side?
They took it out after 3 years.
They waited three?
Yeah.
And they took it out and then you were diagnosed again?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you had had it out for a while. Not very long. Okay.
And the fact is, Dr. Gregory was somewhat upset that everybody thought everything was okay. And so he was my surgeon and he removed that port. And then I went back to another doctor to get the colonoscopy done. Mm-hmm. And she found the second tumor, which Dr. Gregory then did another surgery and removed part of my colon again.
Right.
To get rid of that tumor. And he informed me that from that point on, he would be doing my colonoscopy because he's not going to let it go.
So many years.
And after I went through six sessions of chemo, and then he waited for an extended length of time before he removed my second port.
How long did you go? Do you remember how many years?
I went 4 years.
So the second one?
Yes, before I had the second port removed. And he had done at least two colonoscopies prior to that.
Yeah.
And we set it up where every 6 months at first that I did a colonoscopy. And then we extended it to a year. And I went for about 6 years. Every year I had a colonoscopy. Then we went to 2 years.
And now it's three, right?
Now it's three.
Because of insurance.
Because of insurance, right.
Because you'd probably still go every two.
Well, Dr. Gregory would still like for me to go every year.
Yeah.
But at least every 2 years.
Right.
But the thing is, I don't know whether he can get the insurance to pay for it.
Yeah, it's always insurance. So do you remember what stage you were on your first diagnosis?
Stage four.
You were stage four. But it had not spread to any other organs. It had been contained in the colon.
And it had not gone to any lymph nodes.
I wonder why they call it stage four, because I thought stage four was it had spread.
Well, stage four is where it has gone through the colon wall.
Oh, okay.
And is in the exterior part of the wall.
And it had.
And it had.
On your first one.
Right.
And then what was your second one?
Second was stage three.
Okay.
But they still did the same amount of chemo as it did the first time.
But you didn't do radiation?
No.
On either of those?
No radiation, no.
Yeah, neither did I.
Dr. Vazaretti, who was my oncologist, did not think that it would be necessary to do radiation.
Yeah. So you finished chemo what month on your second time around?
Well, that started in August, and there were times when there were some delays. And it wasn't until about March of 2011 that I finished my chemo the second time.
You end up having to get the shot in between treatments to get your bone marrow built back up, which was brutal.
Yeah, it was in my stomach.
Which caused a lot of bone pain and misery.
And during the first time I started the chemo treatment in 2007, until I completed it in 2011, my mouth was always full of sores. And I could not drink anything cold.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't drink anything hot either. Because both of them, my mouth was sensitive to the temperatures either way. So I had to go with kind of room temperature drinks.
You had to do that mouthwash because you had so many sores.
Right. Not only just mouthwash, but Dr. Gregory had me swallow it because he said your esophagus and your stomach and your intestines are the same as your mouth because your chemo is going through your whole body.
Yeah.
And you're getting the same sores all the way through your digestive system.
Yeah, it affects your whole digestive system.
Right.
Yeah. And then you, how often did you get the shot?
Well, it depended on what my blood count was.
Yeah. But you did it several times during your second round. Not the first round, though, right?
I did both rounds.
You did? I didn't remember that on the first round.
Yeah.
And you had the chemo that you would go to the treatment center, get chemo for a day sitting there, and then you wore a fanny pack home to continue treatment.
Yeah, usually I would go on a Monday, get my chemo, and they'd put the fanny pack on me, and it would go until Wednesday when it finished, and it would make a beep indicating it's finished. Then I had to go back to the center, have them remove that from my port and to take the fanny pack back into the office.
Yeah.
There was one time when I went to the cancer center and they put that fanny pack on me. And on Tuesday, we had a big snow. In fact, we got about 12 inches of snow. And neither the doctor or the nurses could make it to the cancer center. But I had this fanny pack on with it attached to my port. And it was one of the nurses lived not too far from us and lived. And so they had me go to her house to get that
fanny
pack taken
that.
Off.
Yeah.
And I asked a grandson by marriage who had a four-wheel drive Jeep if he would take me to the nurse's house to get that taken off. And he and our granddaughter agreed to it and drove me to her house so I could get that taken off rather than sit there for several days with it still attached.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. And that was on your second time around.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the first time around, the cancer center was located in the Muskogee Hospital. The second time around, they had built a new hospital, and the cancer doctor, Dr. Vazredi, had moved out to that hospital. Mm-hmm. So I was going there to get my chemo, and it was there that I was getting it when the snow came that time, and I had to go to the nurse's house to get it taken off. But then before I completed my chemo, Dr. Vazredi moved back to Muskogee Hospital, to the cancer center there, and I finished up there.
Okay. And he's still practicing.
Yes.
How old is he?
He had his own cancer center, but he has since sold it to, I think it's Oklahoma Cancer Authority or something like that. But he's still working in that clinic.
And how old is he? Do we know?
I'd just be guessing. I'd say he's probably in his late 60s or 70s.
Yeah, I think he's in his 70s. He looks like it. So how old were you when you were diagnosed the first time?
Well, and I was diagnosed in June 2007, and I would have turned 72 in September after that.
Okay.
So you might say I was 71.
Two back-to-back cancers, and then you'll turn how old this September?
90.
So that makes you how many years cancer-free? 15 from your second
18,
round?
18 years.
That's crazy. And I'm coming on 8. I'm 10 years behind you. Mm-hmm. Two survivors. In the same family. So they thought I had Lynch syndrome because of your cancer and then my cancer, but that wasn't the case either.
I think that there are coincidences in cancer. Now, my father had prostate cancer. And so the assumption is that because he had prostate cancer, I will have it. But I have been going to a urologist mm-hmm. for quite a while now. In fact, I've gone and talked about 5 different urologists, and everyone has told me that I would die with something else before I die with prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And that right now, my enlarged prostate has not changed any. It's still the same size.
Right.
And they see no sign of cancer. Any cancer in it.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily the case.
Right.
A parent has one cancer, that there's a possibility, a very large possibility, that you will have the same thing.
Yeah. And I think some, like there is some that's genetic, but in our case, it's not genetic, I don't think. Yeah. I think we would have found that out already if it was.
I think most cancers are not genetic, but they are caused by the diet, that the food that we eat.
Some are, yeah, for sure. I think yours was.
I think
your doctors think that too. Mm-hmm. But you've changed your diet a lot since then.
I eat a lot of poultry.
Yeah, and fish.
A lot of chicken, turkey, and fish.
Not so much beef.
And I still eat some beef, but not like I used to.
Yeah. And good quality beef is what you're eating now, too, which helps.
So I think they've come along in their research on cancer and found out that a lot of cancers are not caused by you getting it from your parents or grandparents, but mm-hmm. from the food that we eat today.
And the environment. There's a lot of things that fall into place with it. I think that's why people younger are getting it. It used to be older people got it, but now people are getting it really young, too. So you were 72.
Well, I was almost 72.
And I was 57. Was I? No, I was younger than that. How old was I when I was diagnosed?
You're not 67 now.
No, 57. I said I was 57 when I was diagnosed, but I think I was 56.
Well.
Yeah, I was 56.
You will turn.
Don't say it.
You will turn.
No, I'll edit it out.
Turn another birthday in July.
Yeah, I know. I think I was 56 when I was diagnosed. I was diagnosed in May, and I was 56. That's crazy. And now here we are. And so you tell me, do you have any symptoms that you feel like is from the chemo? Because I feel like I have a whole long list of them.
Well,
neuropathy.
I really didn't have any symptoms of cancer before it was discovered.
No, I mean from the chemo itself, just the result of having that much chemo. Do you feel like you suffered any side effects from it?
Well, it took at least a year where my touch was still affected.
Hot and cold?
Touching cold surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
It still tingled real bad. And even past a year, sometimes I'd feel that. And in fact, Dr. Vazre told me that it may take even longer. It depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
It varies from one person to the next.
Yeah.
But after about a year after my last chemo, I could touch cold and feel the tingling just a little bit, but not too bad where I'd have to jerk my hand off.
But you have neuropathy in your feet.
Right.
And that's from the chemo.
Well, I don't know for sure what it's from.
Pretty sure it is.
But I asked Dr. Vazretti when he looked at what I could do about it, and he said, about the only thing you can do is just keep lotion on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not fun. I definitely have it in my feet, my fingers and my toes. The tips of them, for sure, are numb. And then I think I have lots of side effects from chemo. I think it was brutal to me, just lingering joint pain and all sorts of craziness. But you didn't really. You're tougher than I am, though.
Well, I have joint pain, but I don't know if it's from the chemo or just from
age.
From arthritis that sets in with age.
Well, but also my doctor, Dr. Street, told me that chemo brings forward up to 10 years of what you would have had 10 years down the road. So if you were going to have arthritis in 10 years, it brings it forward. That's what the chemo does to your body. So probably some of it, your aches and pains is from the chemo, and some of it is just truly from aging. But I would say you're doing pretty well for two rounds of stage 4 and stage 3, 3 years apart, and now you're 18 years cancer-free.
Right.
Pretty good. And you had a MRI or CT scan a year ago? Was it a year? It was about a little over a year ago. And it came back clear.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I go back to see Dr. Vazretti every year.
Yeah.
And it's coming up next month.
Okay. So then you were about a year ago that they did that. And they did some genetic testing where they sent your blood off to a national lab and it came back clear. So you're still
doing. I'm assuming.
I know, but.
Because they said they would contact me if it showed negative, and
they never contacted me. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good sign.
Right. You can assume that everything looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have contacted you.
No news is good news.
Right. And I would say that's definitely in this case, it's good news. So March was your 18th year, right? So you just started on your 19th year. Is that right? Yeah.
May.
Oh, I thought you.
It was diagnosed in May.
Okay. But you finished the next March. You were done with everything. That's what I was going by. So this last March, you hit your 18th year since you stopped chemo.
Well,
finished your last chemo.
Finished my last chemo in 2011. So you subtract that from.
Right.
20, whatever.
Yeah, because they follow you by your last chemo treatment is when they follow you from when you're cancer-free, even though I think you're cancer-free from surgery. They calculate it from your last chemo treatment. Okay, well, I'm glad you joined me. I'm glad you're cancer-free.
So am I.
I know.